Blog Talk Radio.
Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healthy Cooking with MacroVail on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the first Thursday monthly from 1 to 2 p.m. You are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. She also takes questions in the last portion of the show, so make sure to call in at 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. You're also more than welcome to ask questions in the chat room, too. And now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome to Healthy Cooking with MacroVail. I am Valerie Wilson, also known as MacroVail. That's my business name, actually, MacroVail. I am a chef, an author, a counselor, and I absolutely love coming to you the first Thursday of the month here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. I come to you and give you a recipe of the month, talk about food, how to make healthy food choices, simple, easy steps, make it easy on you. And I also have lots of cooking tips during the show. So before I even get started in the show, it might be a great idea for you to get out some paper and a pen so that you can take notes. I am coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan, where I reside, and today it is a beautiful winter day. It's in the 30s right now. We might get to 40 today, but there is no snow on the ground. We had an incredible snowfall, November 21st. We had lots and lots of snow. It was absolutely beautiful. We are in the winter season right now, and so time for cooking some delicious, hearty, rich dishes. And I absolutely love creating new dishes. I've created, within the last week, 3 or 4 new dishes featuring all winter foods, which will be coming up in January. I will be talking all about cooking for winter. I will have some winter cooking classes, and I've got all these new recipes I'm pretty excited about. You will usually find me in the kitchen almost just about every day. If I'm not, in there cooking for regular clients, I'm creating new recipes, working on recipes for my upcoming cooking classes, which I do teach classes on a regular basis. My classes are a lot of fun because they're hands-on. Everybody helps to participate to make the food that we're doing in the class that day. And then after the food is all made, everybody gets to sit down and eat the food we've prepared, so you actually get a meal, not just a little sample cup, but a meal. I'll be giving you more details about my cooking classes later on in the show. Today's show is all about cooking for the holidays. Here we are in the month of December, so we have Christmas, we have New Year coming up. A lot of people have family get-togethers. A lot of people go to holiday parties. So I have some suggestions for you. And I also have a wonderful new recipe that I just created. It is my version of eggnog. So there is no dairy in it. It will be a vegan recipe. And there is no white refined sugar in it. I use healthy sweeteners that will not spike your blood sugar level. And I got inspired to create this eggnog recipe from my radio show last month. I love to hear from my audience, people who are listening, people who have questions, and they always, get my mind thinking, especially when they ask me about specific things. And last month, somebody asked, what would be some healthy holiday drinks? So I took the traditional eggnog recipe, and I just converted it, changed some of the ingredients, but I tried to get the consistency and the taste of eggnog, and I think I pretty much achieved it. I've had a few friends and my family sample the eggnog recipe, and I've gotten great reviews. Everybody who's tasted it has said it's very tasty. It has the consistency of eggnog. It does remind them of eggnog. So that'll be coming up later on in the show. Just a little bit of background on me. As I mentioned before, I teach cooking classes here in Westland, Michigan. I've been teaching classes for 18 years. I've been in the food industry for 24 years. And I cook for people on a regular basis. I have some regular clients I cook for every week. I also have a license in the state of Michigan, and I have a commercial kitchen that I cook out of. And I have a store in West Bloomfield called Jen's Gift of Love that carries my food. And I'm always on the lookout for another store that would be interested in carrying my packaged, pre-made food. I make things like brown rice stir fry. I make a really awesome sweet potato salad. I make whipped garlic, which is my garlic sauce, probably one of my most popular items. And I make some hummus, whipped garlic, quinoa, tabbouleh roll-ups. So things like that are all available for purchase also. I also do one-on-one lifestyle counseling. And so I deal directly with food and your food choices. So we can either do the consultation in person, or I can also do it over the phone. And we sit down, we go through, what are you eating for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, you know, what kind of ailments might you have, what kind of, challenges you are dealing. And I make food choices. Maybe certain foods that you're eating are actually contributing and making your condition worse, and I can make food suggestions. There are a lot of different foods out there that feed and nurture different organs in your body. And that's where my background comes in. I apprenticed 2 years at a macrobiotic cooking school to learn macrobiotic cooking and also Oriental Chinese medicine based in the five transformations of energy, which correlates with the food that you eat and the different organs in your body. So a lot of the information that I share has to do with the energy of the food and how certain foods, again, feed and nurture different organs in your body. And this year I came out with a brand new cookbook that incorporates some of that information. Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season. So this is the first in a series of cookbooks that I will come out with, different cookbooks for different seasons. And I came out with the spring season. So these recipes are geared to feed and nurture your liver and your gallbladder. This cookbook is available for purchase on my website at macrovale.com. It features absolutely delicious recipes like sweet kale and sauerkraut. It's got lentil, quinoa, asparagus soup, stuffed portobello mushrooms. Those are really good. And my lemon meringue pie. Those are just some of the recipes that are in my new cookbook, Cooking for the Spring Season. I would like to direct you to a few places where you can learn more information. The best place to go really is my website, which is macrovale.com. On my website, I have archived articles, past articles I've written. I also post the recipe of the month every month, this upcoming eggnog recipe. I also have different information things like what is macrobiotics. It's all there on my website. My website also has a link to my YouTube channel. I have created short, little informative videos that talk about food and the nutritional value of the food and little suggestions like that. They're short little videos, so make sure you check that out. My website also has all my upcoming cooking classes and events on it, so make sure you check that out. That's macrovale.com. You can also go and like my Facebook page, which is MacroVale Food. Each month when I come to you on the radio and I share with you a recipe, I do make that recipe and I take pictures of making the recipe, step by step. And then I post that on my Facebook, MacroVal Food. So as you're listening to the radio show, you can pull up my Facebook page and you can actually see visually how to make the recipe. So there's a lot of different ways that you can learn more, get some more information. And of course, the best way to get more information and learn more is to attend one of my cooking classes. And I will be giving you more information about that later on. Right now, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, Penny, who is the creator of this whole enterprise, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. This is what I'm coming to you live through is Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, which is on the internet. And also my lovely producer, Courtney, who's on air with me every month. The last 20 minutes of the show, by the way, Courtney comes on and we answer questions. If you feel like calling in, again, I would love to hear from you. That's 646-378-0378. Or you can go in the chat room and type up some question, and then Courtney and I will talk about it at the end of the show. The last 20 minutes is when we do that. Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is this fantastic free magazine that I write for every month. Every month I have a food of the month and a recipe of the month. This magazine is located at various different venues in the area. Health food stores have it, and it's a fantastic magazine. It's full of informative, uplifting, positive articles. I really encourage everybody to pick up this magazine and check it out. And, of course, read my article and check out my recipe. And the wonderful people who write for this magazine, many of them, like myself, host a radio show through Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And there's always one full page in the magazine that tells you about all the upcoming radio shows for the month. So when you pick up the magazine, make sure you check that out and then tune in to not only my radio show, but some of the other wonderful radio shows on this network. It's really a positive environment that will definitely feed and nurture your soul and your body. So thank you, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. I hope everybody working over there has an absolutely wonderful Christmas, New Year's, and that is filled with love and positive energy. All right, so moving on. We're cooking for the holiday, right? And everybody's like, well, I don't want to blow my diet for the holiday. Well, and then they say things like, well, how can I incorporate healthy things in the holiday? Because the holiday is all about, you know, I don't know, desserts and sugar and treats and rich, you know, things. And then you go to a holiday party and on the table is all kinds of dips and things like that. Just rich, rich food. That's what the holiday is known about. Again, I have thousands of recipes. Like any type of recipe that you can come up with and say, hey, like this eggnog. I like eggnog. How can you change it and make it healthy? Well, that's what I do. Suggestions. If you're going to a party or something like that, bring a dish yourself. Make a dish that you've made at home. And it could be simple and easy. Don't go complicated because it's a holiday. You don't want to be stressed out. It could be as simple as taking some broccoli, steaming some broccoli, and then putting your favorite salad dressing on it or something like that, and then put it out. I'm thinking if you want to be on the healthy side, and you want to go to a party and put a dish out, I'm thinking vegetables, okay? Because that's the easiest, simplest thing. You can go to the health food store. Well, even sometimes Kroger's. You can buy frozen organic vegetables. You could, you know, steam them up, put them in a stir fry. Stir fry them with your favorite seasonings. And then it doesn't matter that if it's warm or cold, you could set it on the table. It would be colorful. You'd have a vegetable option on the table, right? Because most of what's probably going to be on the table at these holiday get-togethers is going to be some type of meat, some type of heavy dairy-laden food, sour cream and cheese and all that other thing. So if you have something light and refreshing, you know at least there's going to be something there that you can eat that's healthy. And again, I always tell everybody who I have a consultation with and everything, if you're just starting on your path and you're just starting to eat healthy and you go to a party and your favorite thing is on the table, even though you know it's full of fat and sugar and calories and it's terrible for you, but you really want some of it, go ahead and have it. But don't, like, don't have a mountain on your plate where you eat it so much you feel like you're going to throw up. Give yourself a spoonful. And then, very, very important, this is the most important thing, don't beat yourself up about it. I think what is more detrimental to your health than anything else is our internal thoughts and what we do to ourselves. So if you indulge during the holiday season, don't beat yourself up, okay? That's the worst thing that you could do for you. It's very stressful, and that's not good for your health. So again, try and make healthier choices. You know, look towards vegetables. That's always a simple good thing. But if you are going to have a scoopful of that thing that's just your favorite thing at the party, go ahead, and then don't beat yourself up about it. Know that, you know, in the future, you'll make healthier choices and move on from it. Just let it go. Another wonderful thing that I like to do for holiday get-togethers is serve some type of punch. And when I serve the punch, instead of it being 100% fruit juice, which 100% fruit juice is just lots and lots of sugar, you know, lots of fructose, I take tea. I brew my own tea, and then I mix the tea with the fruit juice. So one of my favorites is cherry juice. So I call it cherry tea. So it's like iced tea with cherry juice in it. And again, that's a really nice thing to serve if you're having a holiday get-together, so that it's not intensely sweet. It's not 100% fruit juice. It's like a tea. I like that a lot. Sometimes I also buy that sparkling fruit juice and mix that with the tea, so it has a little bit of carbonation. Make it a little more interesting. So for your punch, you could cut the fruit juice with tea. It's very flavorful. Every party that I've served it at, people love it. They drink it and they go, oh, this is so delicious. This is so delicious. Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's cherry tea. All right, well, I see it's almost time for a break. So let me tell you about those upcoming cooking classes I've been talking about. I only have one class here in Westland until January of next year. And that one class is on Wednesday, December 9th. It is from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. It's in Westland, Michigan. It's here in my house. I do teach the cooking classes at my house. The fee is $45. And again, that includes hands-on experience, and it includes the meal that we're going to prepare. You get to sit down and eat all the food we've made. In this class, I will be teaching you how to make lentil loaf served with an onion gravy, roasted cauliflower and squash, garlic, sweet potatoes, and a fig berry pie. These garlic sweet potatoes, ever since I created this recipe, I can't stop eating them. Just a little hint of garlic, the sweet potatoes, and then you can even put some of that onion gravy over the top. Oh, it's just to die for. And this fig berry pie, I created this fig berry pie probably 6 or 7 years ago. I actually had a dream about a pie. It's so funny because I love food so much and I work with food so much and everything. I do quite often have dreams about food. And I had this dream about the best pie ever. It was like a little piece of heaven. And in the dream, I created this pie, and it won this contest, and it was the best pie ever. And I remember waking up from the dream thinking, oh, my God, I have to create a pie. So I went in the kitchen, and the pie has figs in it, one of my all-time favorite fruits is fig. And it also has blueberries and blackberries, two of my other favorite fruits. So this pie is over the top, absolutely delicious. And in my dream, it was the best pie ever. So if you want to attend this upcoming cooking class on Wednesday, December 9th, you can go to my website, macrovale.com. You can prepay for the class with a charge card or a debit card on my website. When you prepay for the class, you get $2 off. So you can actually come to the class for $43. If you do not have a charge card or debit card or whatever, call me directly. You can call me 734-722-4553, and you can sign up for the class that way. All right, we're going to go on a break, and when we get back, I'll be giving you my eggnog recipe.
Thank you, Valerie. You are listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is Christmas drinks and desserts and her eggnog recipe. She's been doing this for many, many years and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macroval.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she will talk about today and that she's talked about in the past on her other shows. And for information about her cookbooks, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, or Healthy and Delicious Cooking Spring Season. You can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you don't get a chance to write her tips and recipes down today, you can visit her website and the bodymindspiritguide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and she just mentioned the one that she'll be teaching local, but she also teaches them out of state. So please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions, and you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, Macrovale Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call and book a personal appointment with her at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378, and feel free to ask any questions that you would like in the chat room as well. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. So I'm about ready to share with you my eggnog recipe. So here's what you need to do. You need to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil because there is a correction that needs to be made in the recipe. This is totally my fault. I skipped a step when I was typing this recipe and submitted it, and I apologize to my listeners and people who pick up the magazine. Unfortunately, there's a step that's missing. Sometimes that happens. I mean, hey, I'm creating recipes all the time. I'm typing recipes and everything. This one cooking class I taught in November a couple of weeks ago, there was like this whole portion of the recipe where I was sautéing tempeh and onions and I was adding the seasoning, and I just totally accidentally forgot it out of the recipe, which is a shame. You know, hey, we're all human, we make mistakes. So luckily all the students that were in the class and everything, they just penciled it in. So there is a correction that needs to be made in this recipe, so get out paper and pen. And after I get done giving you this recipe too, I'm going to give you a quick, easy bonus recipe. I'm going to give you a really easy way to make hot chocolate besides this eggnog recipe. So eggnog, traditionally, it is made with eggs, milk, or cream, and lots 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 of sugar. And so I don't consume or cook with white refined sugar. It's not even a food. It's a chemical, okay? It's absolutely terrible for you. It affects every single organ in your body, including, number one and foremost, your brain. And it reacts in the same neuroreceptors in your brain as cocaine. That's how addicting white refined sugar is, okay? If you have any problems such as allergies, skin rashes, you can't sleep at night, you're tired all the time, aches and pains like arthritis, joint pains, I can almost guarantee all of those things, one of the main reasons why is because of white refined sugar. I mean, it is so bad. You may think I'm radical, but it is so bad it should be banned from our diet. I'm sorry. I know it's in everything, and I know people love it, but the reason why they love it is because it's reacting in your brain, and it's making you think that you're addicted to it, right? Anyways, I've changed the traditional recipe, obviously, to make it vegan and sugar-free. The history of eggnog, though, they've been drinking some type of concoction similar to this for quite a long time, actually. It may have originated from East England or medieval European. It was a beverage that they served, and they served it in a particular mug or a stein or looking, you know, cup. And it was called a noggin, which is why we call this eggnog now. It was like a wooden vessel. Traditionally, eggnog was served with some type of alcohol, usually brandy, rum, or bourbon. I don't like brandy, rum, or bourbon, so mine obviously doesn't have any alcohol in it. There is also a history of non-dairy eggnog. So this is interesting. The history goes back to, documented that is, in 1899, somebody did create a dairy-free version of eggnog, and apparently they used coconut cream, eggs, and sugar. So they were still using eggs and sugar, but they used coconut cream instead. And then in the 80s, a couple different companies actually came out with versions of dairy-free eggnogs. And if you go to the store and everything, I've seen them in the carton before. Unfortunately, they do have sugar in them. So, and it's quite funny, I think, that I've created this eggnog recipe, because if you were listening last month, you heard my story. But growing up as a kid, I never liked eggnog. I just did not like it at all. I never drank it. So it never occurred to me to create a healthy eggnog version, because why would I create something that I don't like, right? But somebody last month asked about it, and so I got in the kitchen, and I created probably 4 or 6 different versions before I came up with this one, using different ingredients, trying to get the consistency right. And what was so ironically funny is that I was tasting what I was creating, and I was like, wow, this is really good. But I have no frame of reference in my head. Does this really taste like eggnog? Because, again, my only remembrance of it is when I was a kid, and I was like, ew, I don't like this, so I never drank it. So a dear friend of mine loves eggnog. So she was my taste tester, and we both agreed on the same one. The one that I preferred the most was also the one that she preferred the most, and that's the recipe that I have here today for you. One of the ingredients in this eggnog recipe, and it's kind of important, but most people have not heard of it, it's called amazake, and it's A-M-A-Z-A-K-A. A reason why it's important to this beverage is because it's thick and it's creamy, all right? And so eggnog is thick and creamy, so this is kind of an important ingredient to get the consistency you want. Now, this amazake, you are going to find at a health food store in the frozen section. It comes in a plastic bottle. It's long and upright. And again, if you go to my Facebook page, MacroVal Food, I have a beautiful picture of amazake, so you know exactly what it looks like. What is amazake now? Okay, amazake is made from fermented brown rice, all right? So it actually is the first fermentation that happens when they create the beverage sake, which is the brown rice alcoholic beverage that a lot of people drink. So they take the brown rice and they start to ferment it. And as they start to ferment it, they get this thick, sweet, creamy beverage called amazake. Amazake literally means sweet sake, okay? There is no alcohol whatsoever in amazake because the alcohol hasn't produced yet. It hasn't fermented long enough, okay? Now, there are different flavors of amazake. But here in my area in Westland, you know, I shop at the local health food stores and everything. The only flavor they have is the almond, okay? And that's fine. It's got ground up almonds in it too, and it gives it a nice flavor, a nice texture. Though previously in years past, they do have a vanilla pecan flavor, which was actually my favorite. I love that one. They do have the traditional, original, regular one, which is 100% brown rice. The unfortunate thing is that most people have never heard of amazake. So the health food stores only carry what people buy a lot of. And so whereas they used to have all these different flavors, now, you know, other things have taken over, and so they've reduced it down to just that one flavor, which I can't understand, because everybody who's ever sampled this amazake, when they come to a cooking class, I'm like, here, taste this. They're like, blows their taste buds. It is so delicious and so thick and so creamy and so sweet. They love it. You know, I tell the health food stores, I go, if you were to sample this, it would fly off the shelf. It's so delicious. Not only that, it's fermented. Okay, we all know about how healthy fermented food is for us. Enzymes, amino acids, the healthy intestinal flora. I mean, that's what fermented food does. And this will never, ever spike your blood sugar level because it's made from brown rice, complex carbohydrate. If you are drinking those fermented fruit drinks, guess what? You're loading up on fructose and you're spiking your blood sugar level. Amazake is a much better choice. It really is. I use it so much, and it creates such wonderful drinks. Look for it. Buy it. I guarantee you'll love it. Okay, here's the recipe. Are you ready? We want a half a package, that would be 6 ounces, of organic, firm, silken tofu. This is the only time I use silken tofu is when I create desserts, because I want that smooth consistency, okay? So you're going to find this organic firm silken tofu in a box, on a shelf, not in the refrigerated section. In fact, the brand name is Mori New, Mori-NU, Mori New silken tofu. The tofu, again, creates the body of the eggnog, okay? Again, eggnog is traditionally really thick and creamy, so we have to create that somehow, and the tofu helps with that. You want 1 cup of rice milk. My favorite non-dairy beverage is rice milk. It is sweet. It is flavorful. I love the flavor of it, so I always go with rice milk. Can you use almond milk or whatever milk you like? Yes, by all means, go ahead. I personally do not like the taste of almond milk, so I don't use it. I use the rice milk. You want 3/4 cup of the amazake that I told you about, 1/4 cup of brown rice syrup. Brown rice syrup I use instead of white refined sugar. Again, it's made from brown rice, which will, and it'll never spike your blood sugar. So it's a healthy sweetener. 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 pinch of ginger, and 1 pinch of sea salt. Nutmeg is actually the flavor, the signature flavor of eggnog. When most people drink the eggnog, they remember the flavor of nutmeg. Now, I absolutely love nutmeg. And so I actually sprinkle a little bunch of nutmeg on the top of the beverage as I'm serving it too. So there's actually more nutmeg in my eggnog than probably a traditional eggnog. Nutmeg is actually the brown seed of evergreen tree from Indonesia. And nutmeg can help in aid in digestion and can help relieve coughs. That's what nutmeg is known for. So here's how you make the recipe. Put all the ingredients into a food processor and puree until smooth. Then what you want to do is you want to pour the drink through a small strainer. This helps to remove any clumps that there might be, because when you puree the tofu, you will puree 99.9% of it, but there still will be maybe some little chunks in there, so you want to strain it. Now you're going to strain it into a pot, because now you take that eggnog and you put it on the stove and you heat it up. That is the step that unfortunately is missing from the recipe. You want to heat the eggnog up. This does a couple things, okay? Number one, this combines the flavors together, okay? It actually makes the end product more flavorful and more tasty. Number two, when you heat it and you cook the tofu, you actually make the drink more digestible. And number three, when you heat it and it comes together, it actually gets thicker. Okay? Interesting note that it actually gets thicker. Now, you don't want to cook the eggnog. You just want to heat it up to the point where it's hot. Okay? Now, you can serve the eggnog warm. Some people do that. You can drink it right then and there. And or put it in a container and then put it in the fridge and get it cold and serve it cold. And then when I serve it, I put another sprinkle of nutmeg on it. This eggnog recipe I've created, it's thick, it's creamy, it has the overall flavor of nutmeg running through it, and it's also very sweet and satisfying. I really, ever since I created this recipe, I've made it like 5 or 6 times, whereas I never liked eggnog, remember my story, I absolutely love this. And again, I've done a taste test on some few friends and family. I brought this out for my Thanksgiving dinner with my family, and I had everybody taste it. And everybody was so impressed with the consistency and the thickness. They said that was spot on for eggnog. They did say it's a little more spicy than traditional eggnog. And that's probably, you know, my hand because I like spices. I've got cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger in it. I like it. If you want to cut back on the spices, by all means, you can do that. And my sister, who absolutely loves eggnog, she drinks it every year. She was very impressed with the taste. She thought it was delicious. My mom went gaga. She was over the top, loved it so much. So I've gotten rave reviews with all the people that I've served this new version of eggnog that I've created. And what is so great about this recipe is that, you know, if you're at a holiday function or maybe somebody in your family has diabetes or has some blood sugar problem, this drink would be 100% completely fine for them to drink. There's no refined sugar in it. It's not going to spike their blood sugar level. I think they're really going to enjoy it. And then if you've got family members who have dairy allergies and they can't consume dairy, a dairy-free, sugar-free version is very flavorful, very tasty. I would love to hear, you know, some feedback. If you do try this recipe, you can contact me again through my website, which is macrovale.com, and or you can go to my Facebook page, Macrovale Food. Leave me a message there. Let me know what you think of this recipe, how it came out for you, and let me know. All right, it's time for another break. So we're going to go on a quick break, and then when we come back, hopefully we'll have some questions and maybe some people have called in.
Awesome, Valerie. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macrovale and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She's given so many tips and recipes today, so I'd love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can connect to her by phone at 734-722-4553, and you can book your own personal appointment. And we also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archive, and you can actually slow them down so you can write down any or all the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. You're also more than welcome to ask any questions in the chat room. And now I give you back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Again, to remind everybody, I have one class left till next year, January. It is Wednesday, December 9th, from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, and the fee is $45 for that. That is a hands-on experience, and it also, you get to eat the food that we create in the class. That class is held here in my home in Westland, Michigan. I do have a one-hour free cooking demo coming up at the Better Health Store in Novi. That is Saturday, December 12th, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. This is not really a cooking class. This is more like a demo where I just do simple, easy recipes, and you get a little sample of it. This demo is free if you want to come. And again, that's the Better Health Store in Novi. Okay, I got a bonus recipe for you. It's quick, it's easy, it's simple. And I know you still got that piece of paper and pen in front of you. This recipe is for hot chocolate. And it's actually out of my Perceptions in Healthy Cooking cookbook. And it features that delicious amazake I was telling you about. It's super easy. Are you ready? Half a cup of amazake, half a cup of rice milk, quarter of a teaspoon of unsweetened baking cocoa. Put it in a pot. Whisk it together with a whisk as it heats on the stove. And as soon as it gets hot, pour it in a mug and you've got hot cocoa. It's simple, easy, and delicious. And again, excellent for people who might have some issue with blood sugar problems, because it's never going to spike your blood sugar at all. So that's your bonus recipe, hot cocoa. Pretty easy, huh? All right, well, now I'm going to bring Courtney, my producer, on, and we'll have a little chat here. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm good, Val. How are you?
I'm doing real good.
Before I get to the questions in the chat room, because we have a couple in there, I just wanted to let you know that I have a cat by the name of Nutmeg. And every time you kept saying Nutmeg on the air, she kept looking at the computer screen like she didn't understand why somebody kept saying her name over and over again.
That is hilarious. That is awesome. Is she the color of nutmeg?
Yes, she is. She's actually a tortoiseshell, so she has all the browns and so forth. So she looks just like Nutmeg, and that's her name. But when you started saying it, because she's one of mine that loves to listen to the radio show. She'll sit and she'll just listen. As soon as you start saying her name, she's like looking around like, who's saying my name? I don't understand. I just wanted to let you know that. I thought that would be a great laugh for all your listeners out there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you had a couple of questions in the chat room today, and one of them was about the chocolate. Can you use brown rice syrup to sweeten up baking cocoa, or do you have a specific way to do that? Say if you want to make, like a chocolate syrup, or, use chocolate as a garnish or something along those lines.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Yeah, you buy unsweetened baking cocoa, the bar, not the powder. The powder I just told you about is for the hot chocolate drink. But buy the unsweetened baking bar, 8 ounces of cocoa, half a cup of brown rice syrup, put it in a pan and melt it together. I do that all the time. I make chocolate candy like that. It doesn't turn into like chocolate chips. It doesn't solidify. It's softer than that. But you can make chocolate candies with it. You can use it, put it in a brownie mix or something. It gives you like an additional chocolate in the brownie or something like that. But yeah, 8 ounces of the baking cocoa bar and a half a cup of brown rice syrup melted together in a pan. That's what I do. I do that quite often, yeah.
And is that better than the amazake that you mentioned, or is there a differentiation? They were basically asking about how to, use chocolate when it comes to the holidays without having to use sugar to sweeten it.
Oh, yeah, great question. Yeah, the amazake and the brown rice syrup are different in consistency and also the way that they look. So amazake is almost looks like a thick, heavy cream, whereas brown rice syrup looks more like honey. Okay, brown rice syrup is actually sweeter than amazake. So if you were to mix the amazake with the baking cocoa, like I just told you about, you would get a completely different consistency and it wouldn't be the same. So I wouldn't advise that. I would advise the brown rice syrup with the baking cocoa. Yeah, and you can use that in all kinds of recipes. Another great product that I use all the time is Sunspire grain sweetened chocolate chips. So if I want to make chocolate chip cookies and I want the actual little morsels of chocolate, I get Sunspire grain sweetened chocolate chips. They are sweetened with malted barley and malted corn. So again, they're whole grain sweeteners, similar to brown rice syrup, so it will never, ever spike your blood sugar level. So I do use those chocolate chips also to create, cookie recipes and things like that. So she can also use that. And you'll find that at a health food store. Yeah.
Thank you for answering that, because that was the next question. What if I want to bake cookies?
Right.
We also had a listener who was listening to the whole show and was talking about and curious about how to clean sugar out of your diet. It is addicting, and a lot of people are addicted to it. How do you begin to clear sugar out of your diet and start to steer away from sugar without, you know, giving up the sweetness that maybe you are accustomed to?
Great question. How do you do that? Again, I have to emphasize that everybody's different, so different people do it in different ways. I can throw out some suggestions. The first suggestion is to come to my cooking classes and learn about brown rice syrup, amasaki, these natural sweeteners. You'll actually taste the food, and you'll see how sweet and delicious the food is, and then you realize that you can switch ingredients. Instead of making something with white sugar, you can use the brown rice syrup. But either one of my cookbooks each one of them has a whole section in desserts, cakes and cookies and pies. That'll help you to get some recipes. You can get my cookbooks at macrovel.com. Read the label of everything you buy, okay? If you're trying to get white sugar out of your diet, you've got to read the label of everything you buy, because almost everything that you pick up on the shelf has sugar in it. That's the bad news. The good news is there is usually a version that does not have sugar in it. You just have to read the label, because certain brands are always going to use sugar because it's cheap, and certain brands are not going to use sugar, and the food's going to be healthier and more whole for you. Okay? And then if you start choosing the option that does not have the sugar in it, you're going to get more used to that, more accustomed to that, okay? If you are really, really addicted to sugar, sometimes I suggest taking steps to get you off of sugar. The first step could be that you use something like stevia to get you off of white refined sugar, because stevia is so sweet. It's like 300 times sweeter than white refined sugar. I don't recommend that you use stevia for the rest of your life. I tell you, you use it as a step or a crutch to get you off of the sugar, because it'll have the sweetness that the sugar has, but it won't have the addicting process where it reacts in your brain like cocaine, okay? So you might want to use stevia as a crutch at first, but then after you come off of the stevia, try using maple syrup, which maple syrup is actually a better choice. And then after the maple syrup, then move to brown rice syrup. If you have to do it in phases, if you have to do it in steps, okay, so that would be the step process I suggest, because everybody's different. Some people, you have to do it by steps. Some people can do it cold turkey. Everybody's different. I mean, me personally, when I changed over my diet, I started to educate myself. I can't tell you how many books I read. I just wanted more information. And when I read about what white refined sugar does when it goes into your body, how it wreaks havoc with every single organ in your body, how it affects your brain, how addicting it was, I just cold turkey went, I'm never putting that in my body again. If it's going to do all those horrible things to me, guess what? It's not going in my body again. So I was one of those people who did cold turkey. But, again, everybody's different. So those are some suggestions. You know, like some people need to do it in steps. Some people can do cold turkey. But the best of the best is the brown rice syrup. And again, you know, try making this eggnog recipe without the sugar, with the amasaki, the brown rice syrup. You know, see where your tastes are. See if this is sweet enough for you, and see what you think. It's basically trial and error, you know. Just try doing stuff and get yourself off that white refined sugar. Hopefully those steps help.
Yes, and we actually had a question that popped up kind of off of that. A lot of people, well, at least I've heard of this, you know, start with their coffee, because a lot of people like lots of sugar in their coffee. What would you recommend? Because you mentioned both brown rice syrup and amazake in your show, and you had a listener on here who was just listening to you talk, and they were kind of curious of, you know, which one would be better to start switching and kind of start small, you know, with their own coffee intake.
Okay, so again, if you drink your coffee with cream, then the amasaki will take the place of the cream, because amasaki is thick and creamy in texture. If you drink your coffee with sugar, then brown rice syrup will take the place of that. Okay, because brown rice syrup won't impart the white creaminess that amasaki will impart. If you're used to drinking coffee with a ton of sugar in it, you're going to have to use a lot of the brown rice syrup at first. But again, white refined sugar is an addictive substance. And once you start substituting healthy sugars, once you start getting off of the addictive substance, you won't be as addictive to it. Your taste buds will change. And whereas before you would put a ton of sugar in something, you will find that you put less and less sweetener in there as you start to read the ingredients of the food you're eating and you start to cut back on that sugar. Then if you were to go back and try and eat something that was that intensely sweet, you wouldn't be able to eat it. It would be way too sweet for you. But most people have built up a tolerance to this sweetness because they keep getting more and more and more and more of this sweetness in them. And so that's another thing you'll notice when you're trying to get yourself off of sugar. If you get, the more you get off of it, the less you're going to want it, which is a good thing. That's a step in the right direction.
Well, thank you for answering those questions. Everybody was asking about sugar this month.
Well, that's always a good thing to ask about and a great topic. I talk about that all the time. And that's why I've created so many healthy, delicious desserts using brown rice syrup. And, okay, you know, if I want something to be additionally sweetened, I use maple syrup. You know, it's local. It's made right here in Michigan. It does have vitamins and minerals in it. However, if you're diabetic, it will spike your blood sugar level, which is unfortunate. But if you're diabetic, you should stick with the brown rice syrup, the amasaki, things like that are definitely going to help you in the step in the right direction. And another thing that probably needs to be mentioned here, since we're talking about sugar and being addicted to it and everything, and one of the other reasons why, as a culture, we're addicted to sugar is because nobody is eating whole grains, complex carbohydrates. In our past, in our history, all of our ancestors had a diet based in whole grains. Whole grains releases glucose very slowly into your system. That glucose that gets fed into your body very slowly gives you long, sustainable energy to last throughout the day. But it also feeds and nurtures your brain. So your brain has a slow and steady supply of glucose. Your brain feeds on glucose. It's got to have glucose in order to function properly. Okay? This is the way our ancestors lived, all of our ancestors, for hundreds of thousands of years. Right now what's happening in our culture and in our diet is we refined and processed all those whole grains so that they are empty calories. They're no good for you, okay? So the human, most people, not everybody, but most people is walking around eating empty calories with no nutritional value, and they've got to have glucose, otherwise they have no energy, and their brain goes into a brain fog where they can't think. So in our modern food supply, unless you're eating or trying to improve your healthy diet, you are getting fed with sugar, 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 because nobody's eating brown rice, millet, quinoa, amaranth. Again, when you start eating those whole grains on a regular basis, brown rice, brown rice, brown rice, brown rice is the first one, you will start getting a steady supply of glucose released into your body slow and steady, which will also take down your craving for white refined sugar. So if you're trying to get off of white refined sugar, I gave you all those suggestions, but in addition to those suggestions, start eating brown rice. That will take away your craving for all that sugar also. That's another great first step. Well, I can see we're almost out of time. So let me just go over once again, upcoming cooking class on Wednesday, December 9th, here in my home in Westland, Michigan. It is from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. The fee is $45, and that includes a hands-on experience, and you also get to eat the food we've prepared. In that class, we will be making a lentil loaf served with onion gravy, roasted cauliflower and squash, garlic sweet potatoes, and the best pie ever, my fig berry pie. On Saturday, December 12th, I am teaching a one-hour free cooking demo at the Better Health Store in Novi. And that is just a one-hour demo where I'll be making some, actually I'm making holiday desserts in that class. For more information, please visit my website, macrovale.com. You'll also find a copy of the recipe, my eggnog recipe there. The eggnog recipe is also in the Body Mind Spirit Guide and on bodymindspiritguide.com. Please like my Facebook page, which is Macrovale Food. And if you want a one-on-one consultation, you can call me directly, 734-722-4553. You can also purchase my cookbooks off of my website, macrovale.com. Well, it's the end of the show, the last show for 2015. I will see you the first Thursday in January for new shows in 2016. I hope everybody has a happy and safe holiday season. Remember, variety is the spice of life, so make it simple and make it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. What you do for yourself, you do for another. What you do for another, you do for the self. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.